announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
I'm joined by Filthy Tom Lawler, as usual.
Yep, yep.
And also Jake from the MMA podcast.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? Now, for the people that don't know, Jake is the one who, he's the brains behind the Filthy FRB show. There would be no show uploaded if it were not for Jake. And Ramses, my other co-
The king, straight from Egypt.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Jake, we basically probably have the same followers, so... But yeah. tell people what you do.
I do my own podcast, the MMA podcast. We just did episode like 140 last night. A little more MMA focused, and I've had a few cold Coors Lights with you a couple of times in Vegas, and you said you were interested in doing a show. And it's really not that much work. Just take out the small stuff like background AC units and stuff, and put it up on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that, and tweet out links. I mean, I'm really not doing that much, but it's fun.
You know, I don't want to put you over too much, but Tom, he did a great job because I did this podcast with Chael and John P. Marini at the Orleans in Vegas, and we had this fucking air conditioning unit, and it was going fucking nuts. And I could barely hear myself talk. But Jake edited it and got all the noise, the extraneous noises out, and it came out pretty good. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I don't think it was quite as good as that Virgil podcast you guys just did.
Listen, anyone that can make us listenable is a good job.
But you bring up a good subject there, Jake, to start things out. And I know we're supposed to be talking about the fights, and we will. But I got so much feedback about fucking Virgil. It's unbelievable.
That was the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And I know he did an interview with this other website, Gerwick.net, and they have a podcast. And he did the same thing to them. So I don't know if he's running an angle or –
Who the fuck's he running an angle with?
What did you think that was just Virgil, or did you think it was?
I think he is. I think he's become the gimmick, you know.
Yeah. So basically, that it's a shoot. He's.
Yeah. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, and I just loved it. At one time, you broke down. You're just like, Virgil, I just want to know about the fucking Royal Rumble in Providence, Rhode Island.
I just want a one straight answer from the guy. Couldn't get it.
14 and a half, baby.
Yeah, and those guys on that other podcast that had him on, I mean, those guys were like, I guess they do a really PG show. So the one guy was just like so like upset that Virgil was talking about shit, like playing golf with his dick and stuff. Oh. And like he offended him. Oh, man, it was funny to hear this guy.
But what would you expect? You know?
Yeah. Whereas us, it's like, oh, okay. You
know. Yeah, bring it on, buddy. Bring it on, scumbag.
What do you say? Like, use ranch dressing as lube or something?
I think mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah, it was mayonnaise. And like, I could barely fucking hear the guy. And, you know, I was trying to keep the interview on the track, so to speak. You know, and I'm not a broadcast professional. I really don't know what I'm doing. And
is that your tagline? I'm not a broadcast professional. I like that for you.
Well, I actually ripped that off Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
Remember he used to always say that? Like Monsoon would say something to him, and I'm a broadcast journalist. What are you talking about, Monsoon? Yeah. So I kind of changed it up a little bit to a broadcast professional.
You know,
so that go ahead, Jay.
We were supposed to talk about the fights, but this is – this is one of the most boring fights I've seen in my entire life. Corey looks like he's going to cruise to a decision, but he's just been grinding homie out here this whole time.
Can we go to the live feed now or what?
I thought we were kind of.
Yeah, we all synced up before we went live right now.
Shit. I never pressed play.
Okay, well, so I'm at 245.
Yeah,
241.
I'm at 240, 239. Fast forward to fast forward as much as you can and let us know where you are, I guess, because right now we are
219.
Okay, pause it for 10 seconds and you should be looped up with us. We're at 225, 224, and for anyone listening at home, we're in the third round, 220, 219, 218. The final round of the Blakovic, Blakowicz, I don't know how to say his name, versus Beast in 25-8, which is that the best or the worst nickname in the sport?
Well, you know, let's get back to Blakowicz or whatever his name is first. You know, when I saw that he was going to fight Anthony Johnson, I saw his name like in the headlines. I thought that was Anthony Johnson's lawyer.
Come on.
You know, because he
thought it was his lawyer.
You know, that's kind of a lawyer. Like,
was he going to fight his lawyer?
It's kind of a lawyer. Kind of a lawyery name, right? Jan Blakowicz.
So Anthony Johnson was going to fight his lawyer?
No, but, you know, he's always in trouble. So maybe his lawyer was, you know, putting out a
tag match?
Yeah.
Come on. So what time are you guys at exactly?
1:31, 1:30.
Oh. Yeah, I'm right on.
I'm right there. Okay. Cool. So that's.
And if you are watching the YouTube feed, that should be the time you're at too. Seeing a click down there, 117, 116, and we'll try and stay at this point in the fight for the rest of the entire main card.
You know, I just tweeted something out. Apparently, Claudia, you're going to have to help me with her name, Gadelha.
Claudia Gadelha.
Gadelha. Apparently, she has two sisters, and she posted this picture, and all three of them are topless and in thong bikinis.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Tom?
No, but I'm for sure going to look it up.
Yeah, I'm Googling this right now.
Well, I just retweeted it, so it's right there.
This cannot wait.
Let me follow you on Twitter real quick.
Okay, so they're topless, but it's not like a full frontal kind of topless.
Right. They're kind of turned a little bit.
Yeah.
And that they, you know, it looks like, yeah, that's probably her sisters. I mean,
all those matching side rib tattoos that probably says like some inspirational quote in Portuguese,
like "water is wet" or something.
Yeah,
like
some bullshit.
Yeah. So apparently, I don't know if they're all
not bad.
They kind of look like twins, and then Claudia looks a little different, but she's also got a lot of work done on her back.
Uh huh.
So if you haven't seen that, you should check that out on Twitter. But I'm gonna give Ben Askren a call. Let's talk to Ben Askren. He's always got something to say. He's always upsetting somebody. And
did you clear this with him? Did you clear this with these people?
Yeah. And we gotta. You know, Ben just became a father again as his second daughter. So it's a. That's another prospect for Thero Sonnen and Finn Lawler to terrorize.
Yeah.
Let's
see what Ben's number is.
With Fedor coming to the UFC, Ben might be the best fighter of all time to never fight for Dana and Lorenzo.
You know, we can ask him about that, and I don't think he cares.
Yeah.
I think he's totally over it.
I mean, as long as he's getting paid, and it sounds like he's getting paid better in one FC than he would in the big show, so shit.
I love it. It makes me okay. I'll wait for that.
Yo,
Ben.
What's going on, guys?
It's FRB with Filthy Tom Lawler and our friend Jake.
What's going on?
Jake who?
Jake from the MMA podcast. I actually had you on like a year or two ago. You maybe forgot it, but yeah, we've spoken in the past.
All right, sweet. So what's up, guys?
So we're watching these fights. Are you watching them, Ben?
No, I'm not. I just got home. I was down at my brother's house, and I just got home. He doesn't actually. He's very off the grid. So he doesn't even have cable.
Really? What does he do? Like Netflix, or he doesn't do anything?
Yeah, he kind of reads books and cooks and, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he has Netflix. I'm not sure. I don't think he watches much of anything, though.
Now, for the people that don't know, that's Max, right? Or do you have
Max,
another?
Yeah.
And Max was a badass. Max. He was a badass at University of Missouri, national champion, too, wasn't he?
Correct, national champ, yep. 2010 at 184 pounds.
Now, Ben, your wife just had a baby? Did I hear that right?
Eight days ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations. Thanks.
Tom, you either had one or you got one coming? I can't remember.
Yeah, I got one on the way. October 1st is the due date, so it's rapidly approaching. Ooh. Got any tips for me?
Yeah. Man, don't watch it when it comes out because, you know, you'd be scarred for life.
I think I've seen worse.
I don't know. Well, I guess if you think you've seen worse, you can watch and then you can tell me whether you're correct or not.
So, Ben, did you watch it the first time?
The first time. This time I had no part of that shit. I wasn't even looking anywhere close to there.
Now, Brian Stan told Tom and I that the guys with the highest testosterone levels have all girls. You know, well, have you ever heard that?
I have not, but I'll take it because I don't have a boy yet. So, yeah, I'll take that one.
What do you think, Tom?
I agree, probably.
Brian, did you start this campaign of people sending you pictures of empty buffalo and wild wings? What is the gimmick with that?
What?
Well, there's only one picture. So somebody sent me a picture of a buffalo wild wing.
I've seen a couple tonight.
Oh, really? A couple? Okay, so
yeah.
So they're sending me these pictures, and there's nobody there. And for UFCs, usually there's like, you know.
Got it.
So, you know, I'm calling it the moose effect.
I read what you said that he should say for his post-fight speech, and I think he should go somewhere along those lines.
Yeah, and Tom, I don't know if you had a chance to read the kind of promo that I wrote for him.
No, I didn't. Was this on Twitter?
Yeah. So basically, you know, if Mighty Mouse wins, that'll be his seventh title defense, and there's only besides him, there's only four other guys who have done that. Anderson.
GSP. Yeah, but there's only four other guys in his division too.
Right, but you know, but is Anderson, GSP, Aldo,
Jones,
and John Jones? You know, so my thing was he could say that, you know, he's part of an elite company, and whether you like it or you don't, stealing from the Four Horsemen, I'm the best thing going today, and then just walk out. Don't let Rogan ask any questions. Just get out of there.
You know what I think he goes, and Tom, you can tell me what you think about this, but I think he goes with talking about how he can kick Ronda Rousey's ass even though he weighs less than her by 10 pounds. I think that gimmick could get him quite a bit of hype because you got the zealots who say you should never beat up a girl, and then you got the Rousey fans who are going to say Rousey's going to win. So you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that would definitely – it would sell a lot of buys on that one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so Ben, you're saying for him to call out Ronda Rousey?
Where else is he going to go? I think that worked. I had someone very silly last night ask me if I could beat up Ronda Rousey, and I just had to start laughing. I couldn't even come up with a reasonable response.
So who was this?
Hey, he wasn't a fighter. It was just a guy. And obviously people just watch on TV. They don't know anything about real MMA or men versus women or anything like that.
God. So
yeah, not, right?
Yeah, some fucking idiots, man. I mean, I always see on Twitter, like when they have those fan Q&As, I always see people, you know, making fun of the fans, like, oh, this is such a dumb fucking question. And, you know, it just goes back to this George Carlin bit on the people that complain about politicians. And it's like, this is the best we can do. You know, these people didn't fall out of the sky. You know, they're from American homes, American families. We produce them. And it's just like the MMA fans. This is the best we can do. This is what we got to work with.
Well, you know, well, to be fair, Brian, the guy who asked him this was not actually an MMA fan. He was someone who watches occasionally.
So, but how did he know who you were? From your wrestling days?
He was a friend of a friend.
Sure.
A friend of a friend. And he's like, oh, yeah, could you beat up Rousey?
But, you know, Tom, I want your opinion on this, because I was telling Jake before, I saw, you know, Paige VanZant fought earlier today, and I thought, yeah. I'm watching her, and I'm like, wow, she is void of any athleticism whatsoever. She looks terrible. Her head doesn't move. She doesn't move like an athlete. She doesn't move like Ronda or Serena Williams. And I'm like, that's why Ronda is so much better than everybody else. She's a real fucking athlete. Whereas these other girls, you know, they were cheerleaders, they were on the JV soccer team, they were cashiers at Whataburger or what have you.
Yeah, yeah. People don't realize really how like competitive international judo, like high level judo, is, because we're not, you know, the U.S. doesn't have like you know, a really well known program going on in the Olympics, so. People, you know, they don't realize like what high level athletes these people are. And for her to be coming off a bronze medal in, you know, Olympic judo for females, which has been around for, you know, a good amount of time, you know, 50, 60 years at least, I believe, you know, it's really impressive. So she's a high level athlete, and not a lot of these other girls are.
Well, what do you think, Ben? Because you compete at the highest level. You were a 2008 Olympian. Yeah.
I mean, I just think there's obviously a large physiological difference between men and women, a man's sport and a woman's sport, and I think that's backed up by science too, on a lot of levels. But in short, I go back to when I was 16 years old. I went to the Olympic Training Center, and I was like 155 pounds, and you know, I was a state champ by that point, but I wasn't really much national, even on the high school level. I wasn't much nationally. I wasn't that good. I was getting there, but I wasn't quite there yet. And then this girl who's she was the number one or number two ranked girl at the women's senior level at that point in time. And I was wrestling with her, and she couldn't hardly score on me. And that was when it was like, oh, my God, you know, because before that I thought, wow, these girls are pretty tough. But then, you know, here I am, a 16-year-old boy, and, you know, I was kind of taking it to the girl who was ranked number one or two in America. So,
female wrestling hasn't really been that popular, like, internationally for that long of a time, right? Because the first time it was even in the Olympics was, late 90s or early 2000s? So,
04, I believe, when Sarah McMahon, won bronze in 04, I think. It's definitely newer, that's for sure. And there are more women. And I actually think, just like you said, Brian, about the women's divisions and they're not being very athletes, I wish some of these 18, 19-year-old women who are wrestling would hop right into MMA. I mean, there's this one girl in Wisconsin who's 14 years old, and she's a killer. And I'm thinking, like, dude, if this girl started MMA right now, she'd be fighting for world title by the time she's 20 years old, no problem.
Yeah, there was a girl that was at the Nationals or at the World Team Trials in Madison that I went to, that you were at, and she trains MMA and she does freestyle wrestling. I don't think she won. She came in second. I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about.
Oh, really? You know what size?
Not really. I wasn't really paying attention. But I was just like, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your time with freestyle wrestling? And you talked about a little bit in Madison. You know, you got these guys that are 3, 4, and 5 on the ladder, and they're just perpetually in that range. They're never going to a world championship. They're never going to the Olympics. But they're getting in their late 20s, and they're still doing this. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, and it's once you get outside of that wrestling world, you really question it. And I've actually fought a lot of heat. Well, a lot of these old timers, they don't understand Twitter, so I'll you know, retweet some of your tweets about the subject, Brian, and you know that a retweet doesn't necessarily mean you agree with exactly what the person's saying. A retweet could mean a lot of things, right?
Sure.
And so I've caught in some heat for retweeting your tweets about the subject, and wrestling people are like legitimately mad about me putting this thought process out there about why don't some of these guys, even some, you know, one guy who I've been trying to convince to fight forever is Nick Marable, and he lost his wrestle off for the world team this year at 134 pounds. He was the representative on the world team. He was the number one guy in America last year. And this dude, I've seen him fight many, many times for free on the street. I've seen him knock out a big ass Mizzou football player, and you know, he's here still wrestling. He's getting close to 30, still wrestling. and he could have been fighting for the last 5 years, and I guarantee you this guy would be a top five, top ten guy, you know, guy in the world, 155 pounds, no problem.
And for the guys, for the people that don't know, Nick Marrable wrestled at the University of Missouri. There's only two guys on earth that have beat Jordan Burroughs in freestyle wrestling, in seniors. And Denis Sargush, a Russian, and Nick Marrable. So, I mean, this guy is an elite level athlete. He beat Jordan Burroughs. And I think he's coaching now at West Virginia. Usually when these guys get the coaching jobs, that means that they're not – although you were a coach at Arizona State real briefly, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'll call you, most of the second and third and volunteer assistants are guys who are still training for freestyle, are still doing other stuff. So, you know, they're doing their coaching responsibilities, but they're also – training or whatever it is on the side. That's kind of where a lot of those guys fall into place.
Yeah. I hope a lot more of these elite level athletes make the move over here. I mean, if you're going to put your body through all that to build this skill set and this all this strength, you know, it's just like, what are you using it for? I mean, you're never going to make any money unless you get unless you go in a cage.
Yep, exactly. No, there's no money in wrestling. I'm not the first guy to tell you money's everything, but it's sure nice to be able to put some money in the bank and not have to worry about what you're going to do to make rent next month.
Yeah. All right, like Tom, you know, he got a $50,000 bonus. You know, he's rolling in the money.
Hells
he
yeah.
He spent that all in Alaska, though.
Yeah. Yeah. How much did you waste there?
About $2,000, probably.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not
ben,
so bad.
I also love Alaska. Alaska's it's probably one of my favorite U.S. states. It's freaking amazing up there.
Oh, it is, right? It's phenomenal. People just don't get it until you're there, like just how huge it is, and you know how vast and expansive it is. It's an amazing place, really.
Yeah. Did you see how much wildlife? Did you see? I remember when I was up there. The one time I saw whales and sharks and dolphins, and then another time I saw a whole bunch of bears and some moose up, like, you know, and they're just like wandering around the street, like, you know, what's up? I'm a moose. You're like, holy shit, you don't see that every day.
Yeah, yeah. We saw moose like the first day we were there. It might have been caribou, because apparently caribou is just like a domesticated moose or something like that. Or it's the opposite. I can't remember.
Hey,
or
Jake.
Deer. I don't know. Deer's in there. Something like that. Who knows?
Hey, Jake, can you hit play? Can you hit play on the YouTube thing?
We are live. Someone just tweeted us to hit play, and they must be doing something wrong because it's working over here, and I have a buddy listening to, and he says the stream's doing fine.
Okay, so Steve from Detroit, go fuck yourself. Okay, back to what Ben was
saying. Are there fights going on? I know my buddy Corey Anderson just won a fight. Are there more fights going on right now?
Yeah, we are about halfway through the first round of Rumble Johnson versus Jimmy Manoa right now.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe they made it a half all round. Over him, like,
so Rumble's all over him like he's a bear. He's a bear wrestling out in the water.
So, Ben, let's just say they make you the CEO of the UFC. How do you deal with Anthony Johnson? He seems to be... I mean,
the guy
seems to have some anger problems. This latest thing, I don't really think it was his fault, but it's like because it's him, it gets magnified.
Yeah, of course. And you have your zealots. And I have a dog with cropped ears, but to my knowledge, it was done very humanely. And, you know, the way they do it with all breeds of that type. But it seemed like, and from what I gathered, and I'm not playing detective, it seemed like he did it himself, and it was kind of gnarly looking, and then he was kind of like bragging about the fact that he did it himself, which just seemed kind of stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, and that was the second. I mean, the first thing was apparently some lady was on a yoga mat and was mouthing off to him in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's acting more like Ahmed Johnson.
Ahmed Johnson. Yeah, that's I don't know if Ben would remember. Ben's. You really weren't into wrestling for like the majority of your life, right? Pro wrestling.
Not like you and Tom or Chael, but you know, I know most of the names, and I watched it on and off during my childhood. But I wasn't like a hardcore fan. So yeah, I don't want to claim that. And I don't remember who Ahmed Johnson is for sure.
Well, Ahmed Johnson was a really good athlete. I think he played for the Dallas Cowboys briefly and then came to the WWE. And didn't he get in trouble for prostituting, pimping out some young girls, Tom?
Damn.
Really?
Well, Ahmed Johnson, if that wasn't you, I'm really sorry, but I thought that's what I heard.
Hey, your guys, Chiefs, like, I got to give you.
What were you going to say, Ben? Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, your guys' piece with Virgil, it was epitome of a classic interview. I mean, I was freaking, my abs were hurting because I was laughing so hard. Because we just couldn't figure out what the hell was going on the whole time.
So, like you said, you weren't a wrestling fan your whole life, pro wrestling. Do you get the humor, like, why, like, I'm such a mark? I think Virgil's fucking hilarious. Do you kind of get it or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Iron Sheik has talked about Virgil every once in a while, and then, yeah, I was following the whole drama of you not getting him on the show and that bit. So, I was digging it, and Virgil was just like, I couldn't tell if he was trolling you or if he's on drugs. Or, you know, if he was trying to play some kind of character. I was trying to figure it out the whole time, and I couldn't figure it out.
I mean, I had a few people tweet me and were like, how does it feel to get trolled by Virgil? And I wrote right back to them. I said, what do you think I was doing to him? I mean, I was asking him some questions that were kind of offensive. Like,
the best one was the one where the... He got hung over the ropes with a rope, and he said,
"Oh my God!
I expected you, but well, they still talking about it? Do you think?"
Yeah, that happened in 1994. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, who is some people Natty Neidhart's father, who's turned into a fucking crackhead. So he ran an angle where he was a Klansman. He had the robe on, the hood, and the full gimmick. And he puts a rope around Virgil's neck and throws Virgil over the top rope, and he reenacts a lynching. And I'm like, Virgil, God. I mean, because I actually, Anthony Johnson just killed him. He just fucking killed him. Anthony Johnson is so fucking scary, man.
He hits so hard, right? It's ridiculous.
The guy has no idea what happened.
Man, he has no clue.
Why did they give Anthony Johnson that guy anyways? That guy's not very good. What's the deal there? They wanted a knockout?
Jimmy Manoa? He's not too bad.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of power.
What's he ranked?
Like 7th or something? 8th?
Is he that high?
I think he's only second loss.
He was supposed to fight the guy that Corey Anderson just beat, and then they switched it like a month ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So just to finish that Virgil story, so he throws him over the top with a rope around his neck, and they reenact a lynching. And I had retweeted it.
Ooh.
And that was bad. And Mo LaWall, within like 3 seconds, I get a text from Mo LaWall. He's like, "Bro, that can't be real. Is that real? Are you sure that's Jim the Anvil?" I'm like he was offended by it. I was like, I didn't do anything by it. I mean. He's like, basically, Virgil just has no self-respect for himself.
Or the other thing I was laughing was when Tom kept asking him about getting elbowed in the face. Oh, my God.
Have you seen that video, Ben?
What?
Ben, have you seen that video?
Yeah, someone posted a GIF of it. And Virgil's like, I was like, you're not my phone, you use me hard.
Holy shit, he got blasted.
Yeah, Virgil was just like, yeah, I told him to lay in on me. I have a steel chin.
Oh, that was classic. That was so good, you guys. If you guys could do a podcast like that every week, you'd be famous in no time.
Yeah, well, the problem is there's only one Virgil. I mean, where do you go?
Yeah, who do we go to next?
Maybe Ken Shamrock. I bet you couldn't troll him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You see, I don't want to troll any of these guys unless they're in on it, you know, unless we're both running an angle on each other. You know, I don't want to. Go ahead.
Was Virgil in on it right there or no? I couldn't tell.
I assume, you know, I mean, I told his handler before, I was like, hey, you know, tell him not to hang up, I mean, I'm going to have to go after him a little bit. I mean, he had fair warning.
Wow.
And he's like, I understand, you know, you got to create a little heat. I understand. You know, does Anthony Johnson look a little different to you, Tom?
What do you mean?
Just looks like a more natural
build. Based on where he's training, I'm going to say he's got to look a little more different coming up here.
I mean, he's still jacked as fuck, but just looks like a little bit more natural build. What do you think, Jake?
A little bit, yeah. We've seen so many fighters, their body just change a little bit. Not all of them have been as drastic as like Eric Silva, but man, it's surprising. We've seen a lot of fighters just, I don't know, the body shape looks a little bit different.
Yeah, they just showed Cowboy Cerrone, and of course he was drinking, as usual. And that reminds
me. That's a good gimmick he runs.
Oh, yeah, it's great. But you know what? You know, Ben, I mean, it's kind of real. I mean, I've seen him, like, he sees me, and he only greets me by giving me the finger. Like, the first time he did it, like, I think we were at that bar across the street from the Hard Rock, Tom, in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. What did I do to him? I didn't think I did anything to him. And no. Apparently, that's just his way of breaking bread with certain people. I was like, he knew who I was. Like, hey, man, what's up? The reason why I bring up Cerrone is Dos Anjos. And there's been some pictures of him that surfaced. And Dos Anjos don't look like the guy that beat up Ben's teammate, Anthony Pettis. He don't look like, yeah, nothing like him.
It happens.
Yeah, he beat that was a rough night. I don't like thinking about that night too much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he broke his orbital, didn't he?
Yeah, Anthony was in bad shape, but he hurt his elbow a little bit in camp, but he is he just started training again. He turned over a new leaf. He's gonna be a little more careful with himself, and I think he's gonna get ready to get back in the octagon here with probably short order.
So have they announced a fight for him yet?
I heard him talking about who he's going to fight, but I don't believe it's I don't know if it's either finished or, and I definitely don't think it's public knowledge.
Sure, sure.
So, Cyborg?
Nice.
So, Ben, I mean, I got to ask this. I know you probably can't be totally straight with me on it, but CM Punk, is this guy ever going to fight?
I'm assuming, I mean, that's what he wants to do. He's a, you know, he's a straight shooter as far as that's concerned, is he actually wants to fight. Because, you know, in the beginning, I thought, hey, maybe he's running a gimmick. Maybe he's going to come over here so the WWF gives him some more money or, you know, I didn't really know. I was obviously unsure about the subject. But he trains very consistently. So I got to assume that he's going to fight. You know, I don't know when, but I got to assume he's going to fight.
Yeah, I mean, I would think we'll start hearing something maybe October if he's going to fight in January or Super Bowl card in Vegas.
Yeah, I thought they would give, I thought the media would start picking up around him, but they've kept it pretty quiet. And I'm not, you know, because obviously the main reason UFC signed him was publicity because everyone knows the guy, you know. So I thought they would pick up the media around him. So I don't know what the... He's never really been open to me about what their strategy was, because I figured they have one. So I don't know, but I'm pretty sure sooner or later he's going to fight because he's in the training all the time.
He's probably going to come out with a money in the bank briefcase, just cash it in.
I don't know what that means exactly. I know that's a wrestling thing, though.
Yeah, Brian should be laughing, but he's not.
Yeah, money.
Too many tours.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Ben. I didn't appreciate you saying that I was drinking too much during that podcast.
Okay, that podcast you did with Kale and John P. Marini.
Yeah.
Progressively, it was so funny because you could progressively hear yourself getting drunker and drunker as the podcast went on. By the end of the podcast, you were definitely slurring your words and stumbling over something. I thought it was hilarious, and I don't know if everyone else caught that, but I definitely caught that.
Nah, yeah, you're definitely right. I mean, it was Jake. I mean,
what was the story behind that picture? I think I saw either one of you guys or Chael tweet, and Ben was like dumping Brian on the ground or something. What was the story behind that? Because I saw the picture, but never heard a backstory.
That was Mark Bader. So this asshole Brian. Keep in mind, I've never met this guy in my life, and he comes in town, and I'm welcome guests into my house. I say, sure enough, come over. And the guy brings a whole box of Coors and a whole liter of Jack Daniels, I believe.
It was bad.
And he drank it all, and he was so drunk that my friend Mark Bader from Full Wrestling, Brian wanted to keep wrestling, and Mark Bader was just kicking his ass all over my kitchen. And, man, they ended up crashing my refrigerator, which it still makes. It was a brand new refrigerator. I mean, like, literally a month old at that point. It still makes noises. And then he broke some bottles, and then he puked on Chael a couple hours later. So that was a rough night for Brian.
You know, man, that was actually the last time that I drank liquor. Now I just drink my Coors Lights.
Reminds me of UFC 187, man. Damn.
I mean, allegedly I slipped up and I had some shots in Chicago after Tom's fight, but I really don't remember it. So if I don't remember it, it didn't happen. So,
well, if you didn't have all of us to remind you about that, I don't know that you'd remember it either.
Oh, it was very fuzzy. It wasn't good, man. It was, you know, there was better days, you know, than that day for me. It was one of those, wake up moments. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing? You're too old for this shit. So,
what do y'all think of this Mir Arlovsky fight that looks like it's about to get cranked up?
Oh, is it really?
This was the main reason I was going to buy this card net, but then I ended up going to my brother's, so I did not buy it. Man, I don't know what to think about the resurgence of the heavyweight division. You got the same guys who were good 10 years ago. It's like freaking mind blowing that there's no good new heavyweights in the last 5 to 10 years.
It really is. I saw somebody post, and I didn't go and check it out, so maybe it's not true, but the average age at the top 10 in the UFC heavyweight is 35.
Wow.
I believe it.
I think it's true.
Stefan Struve is the only guy under the age of 30 in the top 15, I think.
Yeah,
because even Kane's older than me. I mean, he's probably 32, 33.
The champ's 37, right?
I think Kane's going to be 34 early next year, wow. I think.
Yeah. But seriously, how do you explain that there's been no one new? I mean, you could argue Stipe Miocic, but really, besides him, I don't even see him. He could really designate as a newcomer at all.
Well, I guess the convenient excuse is all the athletic guys that are that size go and play football.
But why weren't they doing that 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, how come there hasn't been anybody from Russia?
Yeah.
I mean,
crazy.
Years ago, they thought that guy from, he was from the country of Georgia, Guganishvili, I think.
Goran Guganishvili. Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he died in a traffic accident about a year ago.
I had a thought this morning, Tom. Maybe this is a business plan for you and Brian, but there's this freaking beast of a man, 5-time world champion, Cuban heavyweight, coming in town for Worlds this week in Las Vegas.
Oh, I know.
And he's getting up there. But I was thinking someone should help him, right? What do they call it when you leave a country?
Defect.
Against defect. So you guys should help him defect, move him into Tom's apartment, get him training, and be his manager. I mean, this guy is freaking insane. I don't know if you ever seen a video of him. His name's Mihan Lopez. I mean, ridiculous.
Brian, you rent the place
today.
Rent the place, and I'll look over him, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, there was a rumor on SureDog, and it was like some dude who was like owned a gym in Miami. Like, remember, like I don't know, was it a year ago? There was rumors of him defecting, and everybody got excited.
Yeah, I remember hearing that, but I don't know that anything is true behind that.
Yeah, it never happened, but he's 6'5", 275 pounds, built like Brock Lesnar. And what is he, five-time world champion?
I think five-time and an Olympic, so six total, I believe.
Wow.
But so someone should help him defect next week in Vegas. Someone should seriously do it. I mean, like, holy shit.
I got to believe there's no absence of people that are trying to talk to him. Tom, are you going to go to the Worlds? The wrestling World Championships at the Orleans?
No.
You're not going to be in town?
No, I'm in town, but there's only one day left.
It's sold out?
No, I got stuff to do, man.
Like what?
Tom, what could you have more that's more important than wrestling world?
He's gonna mow his lawn.
Get your ass to the Orleans with Brian.
It's Vegas, Jake. There is no fucking grass. It's a bunch of fucking rocks. I can't believe you're not gonna go over there.
Why aren't you there? I'm surprised you're not there.
I have credit card bills to pay. Been traveling a lot. I've been living the good life this year, a lot.
Ryan, I thought you were going.
Yeah, I thought so too. But then I was like, if I want to go to San Jose, if I want to go to Houston and then Vegas at the end of the year and St. Louis for Bellator.
I can't believe they're going to have 20 fights at that Dynamite show.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's been wild.
They're doing two separate rings in the same venue, right? I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's supposed to work out, but sounds pretty interesting.
It's not. It's not going to work.
We used to do this event actually at the zoo called Beauty and the Beast, and what it was a wrestling meet and a gymnastics meet that ran simultaneously next to each other. So in my head, that's kind of what I'm imagining is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ben, when are you going to fight again? For the one championship?
Yeah, you know, they had some trouble getting into China as many times as they wanted. They were slowed down a little bit, but I was just on the phone the other day with Victor Cui, the CEO. And, I'm hoping, you know, he kind of gave me a good idea, so I was thinking maybe this week we'd be able to announce. But so what happened with that Shanghai card was that they had to move it because there was a holiday in China. So they had to move it at the last minute. So they moved it from September 1st to September 17th. So in the last week, they've been doing all this work to get the card moved 16 days later. And so I did not hear back from Victor this week. But hopefully we should be announcing pretty soon.
And that'll be a rematch against the guy that...
Yeah.
What is his name? I forget his name.
Luis Santos.
Yeah, so he got all tired and then just quit and...
Yeah, dude, I didn't even poke him in the eye. For real, like, maybe I barely touched him, but he just played it up. I mean, it was just beyond ridiculous. This dude had been living in Florida 5 years, and he was telling the ref he couldn't understand English, and he didn't know what open your eye meant. Like, give me a break.
You think that guy's juiced? You think that guy's juiced up or what?
Yes, a guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, he sure looked like it, and then he just blew up.
Yeah.
Frank Mir's getting introduced here. We're probably a little bit behind, but I can't believe this
one.
Hey,
my buddy Tony. I just saw my buddy Tony in the crowd.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was he by those hot chicks that they just showed?
Yeah, he was just there at the end. He was.
So Arlovsky and Frank Mir. I mean, I got to go with Arlovsky here.
I got Frank Mir by KO.
Yeah?
I don't know. You never know with these fights, man. These are tough to call. They're crazy.
Hey guys, I'm gonna let you guys run because I don't have the fights on. I'll let you guys do a little play-by-play.
All right, appreciate it, Ben. Have a good night, man. Congrats on the new addition of the family.
Congrats, Ben.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
Later, bro.
See ya.
So,
who do you think would win the bodybuilding competition there between those two?
Arlovsky and Mir.
Yeah.
Well, Arlovsky looks in better shape. Mir looks like he's put on some weight.
I don't know. I think he looks better than he did against Duffy. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Let's see here.
What do you guys got? I got 450.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all synced up here.
Yeah. The fight could already be over for all we know, right?
What's up with these shorts? You got Frank Mir's underwear coming out the side of them?
Frank's wearing those John Jones.
Yeah. Aren't those Muay Thai style?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's all one piece. Or how was that? I didn't see those as the option with Reebok, to be honest.
Yeah, well, what did you have a choice of? Board shorts and Valet Tudo shorts?
I don't even know. I showed up and they had the tights, so that's what I wanted, so I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Big right hand there from Arlovsky. As long as he doesn't get tagged up against the cage and rushed, you would think that he should win this fight pretty easily.
Both of these guys lost like four in a row within the last few years, right?
I know Mir did. Did Arlovsky lose that many?
Arlovsky left the UFC and either lost three or four in a row.
Yeah.
And everyone said
he lost to Ahmed Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone said his chin was weak, but honestly, from watching it, it didn't look like a chin issue. It looked like he just wasn't putting his hands up and blocking strikes with his arms. And since he's, you know, gotten all of these wins, he's doing that. Like the strikes that knocked him out were punches that would knock anybody out. But since he actually started putting his arms up, it looks like he's, you know, gotten a lot better. Mir has started moving his head a lot more and gotten a lot better. So, I mean, it's two older guys who have, like, really evolved their striking game in the last year or two.
It's just amazing to me that guys can go through that rough of a stretch and then all of a sudden just, you know, find something and come back and be amongst the best fighters in their weight class. You know,
especially mentally, because, I mean, shit, losing four, not just losing four in a row, but losing four in a row, like, devastating KO-style fights, that would mentally screw with me a lot.
You know, I mean, I remember Arlovsky got knocked. I was at the Heavyweight Grand Prix Strikeforce February 2011. He got knocked out by somebody. I can't remember. Maybe you can look it up, Jake. Was it
Rogers?
Kartanov? I don't think Rogers was on that because Rogers fought Josh Barnett in Dallas and got submitted. Kartanov. Yeah, maybe it was Kartanov. And I was just like, you know, and that was coming off the heels when Fedor, you know, knocked him out and Sylvia had knocked him out. And that's 2011. It was kind of like at a point where you're like, maybe Arlovsky, maybe this isn't a great business for him anymore.
And then he left Strikeforce. Yeah. And since he's 9-1, the only loss being that unanimous loss to Rumble Johnson at World Series of Fighting 2.
And didn't somebody fuck up? There was some kind of timing issue.
Fight went the first round went more time than it was supposed to, and in that like time, Arlovsky got like nailed, like dropped to the right hand, and broke his jaw. So then he fought the next two rounds with a broken jaw.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly, that's what I was thinking. That was one of the first World Series of Fighting cards, I think, maybe the first or second one they ever did. But I think he also fought in the. The second coming of Pro Elite.
Yeah, that was he lost those.
Roy Nelson for sure.
Yeah, he lost those four in Affliction and Strikeforce, and then he went to Pro Elite, and that was the start of his hot streak. He beat Ray Lopez at the first one and Travis Fulton at the second.
Oh, the legendary Travis Fulton. So what I'm seeing here, so Arlovsky's got Mir up against the cage.
Yeah.
This is exactly what Mir didn't want.
Really? What does Mir want in this fight?
I mean, being on the ground, I guess, would be the best spot because standing up and in the clinch, I mean, he takes a lot of damage. Those fights against Cormier and Barnett, he just got
Harwin.
Yeah, he just got eaten up on the cage.
Thing with Arlovsky is very difficult to take down. So highest
takedown defense percentage or something. You know, yeah, it's one of the statistics they throw up.
Yeah,
Yeah, so I mean, you're going to have to beat him standing up. And I don't think, you know, Mir just doesn't have that explosiveness, I think, to, you know, to take Orlovsky down.
Was that just the first round?
Yeah, that's the first round.
Shit.
Yeah, I think that's got to be 10-9 to Orlovsky.
Oh, man. We're going to watch two more rounds of this fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be 10-9 Orlovsky, I would imagine. What's he bleeding from? The back of his ear there on the right-hand side?
Looks like that.
Interesting. Oof.
Let's give Chael a call. Let's see what he's doing.
Oh, Ricky Lundell told him he looks phenomenal.
Now, he's the wrestling coach at Bishop Gorman. Yeah. Is that his?
And then correct.
He also wrestled – he wrestled at Iowa State for Cale Sanderson, I think, only one season.
I don't think he could – he wasn't eligible because he had already graduated college at like age 17 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and he started wrestling with very little experience.
Yeah, really bizarre. Really bizarre story. Oh, look at that. Mir, takedown.
Here goes the shoot. Maybe he's gonna get single that. Leg. Can he pull him off the cage? Yes, he can.
Right. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Frank Mir on top in full guard.
Oh.
Oh, he's big timing you.
Just as I said, that Mir can't get him down, right?
Is he doing anything for ESPN, Chael?
No, this is the one card that they're not covering. They always cover the pay-per-views, and they looked at the card, and ESPN didn't want to do it.
Well, look, you got Demetrius Johnson's in the crowd in the second row watching watching Joe before he fights.
Is he really?
Yeah, you can see him. Watch.
Why is he out there? Who's he watching?
He's on the left-hand side on one of these camera angles. I'll let you know when it comes up. I don't know what the hell he's doing out there, Brian.
But, you know, I've seen Miguel Cotto do that. He used to come out and there'd be like 20 people in the crowd. He'd come out and just watch the guys. Like, he'd be main eventing the card. It's like, what do you.
Ooh, look at these punishing elbows from Mir on top to the ribs. We're going to have, you know what? We're going to have Frank Mir, UFC number one contender, 2015. At this rate.
What year did he win that first title? Like 04, 05?
I'm thinking 04. Yeah. Who would win, Mir or Fedor?
The ghost choke, hand over the mouth.
What is that called, Tom?
The ghost choke.
Oh. Oh, I don't know. McCarthy.
Oh, here we go.
I thought they were doing it. He was pounding the hell out of his abs, you know, with those elbows. I thought he was doing enough to keep the position.
Well, I don't know. I think he was just waiting there now. He looks tired.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mouth is open.
I thought he looked tired against Duffy, too, but he proved me wrong.
I mean, Andre for sure looks a lot lighter on his feet. Mir's sort of plodding around, and Arlovsky looks like he's bouncing around a lot more.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I think that was a good stand up. I think Mir kind of gave up that position there just by, you know, not posturing up. Yeah. Seemed like he had good success with it, and it wasn't like Arlovsky was really had a tight guard or anything to hold him down.
Looks like Arlovsky's trying to get Mir with his back up against the fence again. Wants to put it where it was in the first round.
Yeah, it's going to get harder and harder for Mir to get Arlovsky down too. So, yeah.
All right, I'm looking for Mighty Mouse in the crowd now.
Oh, hold on. You'll see him.
Is he sitting next to any other fighters, or is he?
I couldn't tell. There he is.
Oh, he's shit. Right shit, here, I right see him, yeah.
He's next to some giant black guy.
I see Dillashaw. Yeah, Dillashaw is.
I see like, Cowboy with the hat, Silva.
Oh, spinning back fist. Look at that. Yeah, he's right there. He was on the right. There he is, to the left. Next to that one.
He's wearing a dress shirt, too. That's pretty odd.
Can that really be him?
Yeah. No.
Sure looks.
Could it be? I don't know. I wish it was.
Sure looks like him.
Oh, big right hand by Arlovsky there. Frank Mir smiles at him. He's got one of those cuts like Heath Ledger as the Joker on his face. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Mir's
laughing at him. Holy shit.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if that's... Ooh.
Yeah, Mir's not looking too good here.
Popped his head off.
Why this? Oh, to get his mouthpiece.
Oh, there we go.
Mir has that crazed look on his face. Arlovsky's looking to put him out. Just he can't find his head with his punches. That's the end of round two. Damn. Yeah, Mir's nose is bleeding. I guess he's got some sort of cut on his cheek.
He doesn't look that bad to me.
No.
He doesn't look like he's breathing that heavy either, to be honest.
Yeah, as far as the corners look, it's sort of not what I expected. I'm seeing Pitbull taking some deep breaths.
Well, he was just swinging everything he had into those strikes, so... Yeah. It makes sense that he'd be a little bit tired. But, yeah, Mir looks like he's relatively fresh. But, you know, sometimes your lung cardio and your, you know, the explosive ability you have in your muscles and stuff doesn't exactly correlate.
That's true.
Oh, damn right it's true, brother.
So how do you guys got this scored through two?
I would think it's got to be 20 – 29, how does that work?
2018?
Yeah,
that second round was a lot closer than the first. I could see scoring it to Mir for that ground control he had during the first part. Arlovsky may have made it a 10-10, though, with that striking toward the end where Mir really wasn't threatening him at all.
But they're not going to score it a 10-10. Come on, we both know that. They won't score it a 10-10.
I score a lot of rounds 10-10, but the judges usually don't agree with me.
The only guy who would do those 10-10 rounds was Jeff Blatnick.
Yeah.
He would be... I think he... Did he judge your fight against Aaron Simpson, Tom?
Yeah, and he gave a round a 10-10.
Yeah. I knew there was some connection with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, is he gonna get that?
The Chael.
Chael.
Are we live? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're fucking live. Why didn't you pick up before?
This is the first time it rang, man. I've been sitting here staring at my phone. I can't believe this fight is in the third round.
Yeah, shit. How much time is left on the TV you're watching?
2 minutes, 5 seconds exactly.
Oh, shit. We're well above.
Yeah, you're about a minute and a half in front of us.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not going to watch for the next minute and a half.
How should we play this? Should I hit pause and then we sync up? Or, should you know, what should we do here?
Yeah, if you don't mind pausing, we all sort of had to sync up with the furthest behind stream. So right now... We're at 3:08. Let us know where you pause at so we can let you know where we are.
I am at 1 minute 40 seconds.
Okay, exactly. Cool. So it'll be about a minute 20 seconds before we give you the go-ahead. But what are you thinking about this fight so far?
Well, I mean, they're both hanging in there. God bless them for that. They're both first-round guys. And I just thought for sure one of them would flick it by now. But, I mean, they're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Well, did Arlovsky get hurt there? Or he just fall over?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, he gets hurt a little bit later in when Mir lands that takedown. Or is that where you were at? Yeah, Mir does clip him.
He's working. Okay.
Yeah, we're at 2:25, so just a little bit longer.
Oh, wow. Arlovsky able to reverse pretty easily there, actually.
Samir's just...
Yeah, and Orlovsky only weighed in at 238. I mean, that's a sizable difference. You'd think he would have worn down by now, being on bottom and carrying that weight, but he hasn't. He's holding up really well.
Yeah, it looks like Orlovsky turned it back around, put his back against the cage. You said you were at 140, Chael?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'll give you a little countdown. We got about 10 seconds right now. And Mir reverses again, puts Andre against the cage. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and press play. We're at 140, 139, 138. And Mir's back against the cage now.
Yeah, and I think Mir could, if Mir could just kill some time and end the fight right here.
So, Chael, what is this tweet? Had as much faith in Vince Vaughn being good and true detective as I do in one of these regaining the heavyweight title?
Did I send that out?
Yeah.
All right, that's John. That's John, and he has not exactly caught fire tonight.
John Piemarini?
Yeah.
He's
some nights he's on fire where I'm dying laughing, and then other nights are like tonight where I'm going, okay, explain that to me.
Vince Vaughn, is Vince Vaughn in True Detective?
I actually don't know. I've seen it one time. Woody Harrelson and that good-looking dude.
The first season was good.
Tom, do you know, is Vince Vaughn in True Detective?
No idea.
Yeah,
maybe that's part of the humor. Maybe that's supposed to be the joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if he was in True Detective.
I believe season 2 was Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn, but like the rest of y'all, I have not seen any of it. I heard it was terrible.
So, Tom, congrats, by the way, man. I haven't talked to you. Have you blown your bonus money yet?
I haven't even gotten it yet.
Okay. So what, 30 days is the standard, right? They wait for the drug test to come back?
Yeah, I guess. I looked online to see if the test had come back, but nothing. So, we'll see. But then, yes, all right. Blow it virtually immediately.
So the fight's over.
Good.
I'm seeing a lot of 29-28 Mirs on Twitter, but I feel like this one could easily go either way.
Really? See, I thought it was pretty clear. 2-1 Mir. Maybe 3-1
really?
To none Mir.
I think I scored it 2-1 to Orlovsky, to be honest.
So you gave that last round to Andre?
Yeah.
Second round was pretty obvious, Mir, and then the third round, Andre did get dropped.
Yeah. Oh, man. Frank Mir is going to be number one contender. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We'll see.
Yeah, there's somebody.
Frank Mir is.
Somebody
Frank
saying 30-27.
Frank Mir is one of the highest paid athletes in the history of the UFC.
Now
that was his 26th fight.
Chill, wasn't he making like 100,000 in like 02 when that was like unheard
of? Yep, 90,000 in 02, and no one was making that. I mean, that was insane. He was the first Vegas guy they signed to their Vegas company.
Orlovsky won.
No.
29-28.
Twitter spoilers.
30-27. Somebody had 30-27.
Oh, I forget. We're a minute behind.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you're saying is official?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I'm going to turn it up. I want to see what Rogan says.
Was Douglas Crosby scoring that, Chael?
No, Crosby's.
He's
Crosby's
done.
On ice.
Someone scored it 3-0 to Orlovsky? What?
He's still upset at me.
What was that judge doing during the second round? Wow.
That's wrong. Andre got dropped. Oh, that's wrong. That's bad.
So what's Rogan asking him? I don't have the sound on.
Do you want to buy some kettlebells?
ONNIT.com.
Onnit.com, right?
Do you prefer the wolf or the werewolf? Or the gorilla.
Now, Chael, you're an Onnit guy. Aren't they one of your sponsors on the You're Welcome podcast with Chael Sonnen?
Yeah. Yeah, Onnit's great. Great sponsor. I only use a couple of their products. I can't vouch for all their stuff. But
what do you use? The
growing company. Well, they've got one called Alpha Brain. which is like, you know, this, it's like this balanced nootropic. I'm repeating script right now, but it's ingrained in my head. But it is fair. I take it in the morning. It's, I feel it like, you know, kind of, it's not caffeine based. It's not ephedrine based either, but I feel like it is. It wakes you up, gets you going, turns your brain on.
Do you use that with coffee or as like a substitute for coffee?
I use it with coffee. Now, most people say to use it as a substitute, but I use it to give a jolt. I despise mornings.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
And I got a 3-month-old, so whether I like it or not, I'm up. Did you guys catch the press conference yesterday with McGregor where he just burned the house down?
That was hilarious. He and Cerrone going back and forth. I didn't really expect that, but Cerrone had some lines ready too.
Yeah, I mean, McGregor just took them all on. And then what about the comment about, you know, when you fight McGregor to celebration, you call your wife and you say, get out the red panty.
Yeah. The red panty.
I don't even know that was an expression. Maybe that's a thing in Ireland, red panties. I didn't even know that was a thing.
He was fucking on that entire conference, man. That was hilarious.
Yeah, Cerrone is so much bigger than him. Like, if they fought, it would be, like, insane to me. I don't know. I feel like Cerrone's huge.
Yeah,
they have cutting a promo for some new TV show.
I don't know how they'd match up. As far as matchups with Conor against the lightweight, I'd love to see that striking matchup with him and Pettis. That would be a lot of fun. But I don't know. I am, I guess, most interested to see if Dos Anjos is going to look as good as he has against Cerrone, because I don't know if I believe it, but I'm hearing a lot of folks talk about RDA maybe not being the same fighter he was against Pettis, you know, maybe coming off the gimmick.
Just from being off the sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Who's saying that, Jake?
I actually haven't heard that. I mean, I've been thinking it, but I haven't heard anybody else say it.
You know, I mean,
but yeah, there's a difference, man.
Yeah, and
did Tom,
and
did Tom take a piss
it,
too?
Damn.
Did Tom go
not
take
right
a piss?
Here.
Oh, you're here. I had to go get some Coors Lights and take a piss.
So does Arlovsky get a title shot now? What do you give him? I mean, there's Stipe's up there, Junior's up there, Kane's getting a rematch, I guess.
Yeah, see, there's so much time. Like, first off, that wasn't one of those performances that set the world on fire. And then second, there'll be so much time. I don't even know when Verdum and Kane fight. Is that December? That's down the road sometime.
I think it's toward the end of the year.
I don't think there's any slots for them in 2015. It could possibly be the Super Bowl card, because they just put Lawler and Hendricks on January 2nd. I don't know. Well, maybe I guess they could put it on that one.
And they're running them back to Mexico City, aren't they? Is that true? They're rematching in Mexico City?
Oh, I'm not sure on that. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sure either. I read it, but now I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, what if Fedor signs? I mean, the rumor going around was Fedor Mark Hunt in Melbourne.
Mm. That'd be fun.
And, you know, I know there's a lot of internet rumors and a lot of fantasy out there, but that's something that, you know, the source of that is within somebody's camp. So it wasn't like the UFC went to Hunt.
Right.
I mean, they didn't say, hey, you know, here's the fight, sign the contract. But it was like, hey, you know, this is happening.
I know the plan was to always bring John Jones right into a title shot, which makes sense, but they've also talked about bringing him and putting him against Fedor just to give him a one back and proving the Fedor point, the whole see Fedor doesn't belong type deal.
I don't, but so what, that would have to be at heavyweight, right? I mean, Fedor looks like the 2003 Fedor in his workouts. He looks like, you know, 245 pounds.
Was he going that heavy? See, I thought Fedor, I thought Fedor in his prime was 228. That's the exact number that I remember, 228. Did I, maybe I created that over time, though, but that's what I thought he weighed. Yeah, I stood by him one time. We were in Starbucks line in the bottom of a hotel in California. He was just standing there. Nobody knew who he was. Just a regular nice guy waiting his turn in line. And I was just a little bit bigger than him.
What did you normally weigh?
A taller too. I was around, you know, right around that 230 mark.
Okay.
And he could have had a few pounds on me or something, but I was just, he stands 5 foot something, 5 foot 11 and 3 foot, whatever it is, but he's not 6 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. I've stood next to him. I don't think he's 6 foot.
Right. Anything but intimidating looking. You know, he just looks like a nice guy in a goofy sweater.
So, he's listed as, 233 pounds on the internet's most unreliable source, mixedmartialarts.com. So 233 officially to the most unofficial official source.
Now, Chill, you're a mixedmartialarts.com or MMA.tv.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a big fan.
I call it the underground.
Yeah,
I call it the underground, but yeah.
So you know Chris and Keurig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know, I strongly feel,
Chris,
Tom, tell me if this
Tom's
is
manager.
But I strongly feel anybody that says, any fighter that claims they don't go to the underground is just straight up lying. And I don't know why they would want, though, you know, I don't really go into the underground. Like, yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Why even say you don't?
What do you think, Tom? Well, you're on there.
Are you guys watching the nerds walk into the ring?
Oh my God.
He is kind
this
of annoying.
This guy can squabble. Oh, he's the worst. But he is tougher than an old leather boot.
Yeah, but much like an old leather boot, sometimes there's holes.
Oh.
There's some holes.
Getting really philosophical here. So,
you know, Benavidez beat this guy in New Mexico. I think it was for the state title. I know we beat him in a big match. I think it was but Benavidez is the first one to sing his praises. He's like, man, the guy's incredible. But something happened in the match, and Dotson cracked, and he walked off.
Really?
That never happens in wrestling. I mean, that'd be the same thing as in a fight. No different. Nobody ever just gets out of the ropes and walks away. He walked off in front of the whole arena, and everybody's waiting for him to come back, and he just kept going. The referee, you know, DQ'd him.
There's his,
there's
Donald in a
there's my
white beater and a suit jacket.
My doctor's in the background there behind the cut man.
Look at Rockhold trying to work game on somebody's wife that's standing next to him.
It'll probably work, too.
I wonder if Mighty Mouse is just going to walk out of the crowd since we spotted him earlier.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't him, man. It sure looked like him.
Yeah.
So, Chill.
I'm late. I'm connecting dots. You guys must have seen somebody in the audience earlier. You thought it was Demetrius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
So, Chill, you're well known for your post-fight comments to Joe Rogan. What would you tell Mighty Mouse to say if he successfully defends his title?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Nothing.
I wish he'd just stop.
There's nothing that he could possibly do to get over.
It's just everything wrong. You know, you take Connor, who's the current guy that does everything right. You know, biggest draw, highest paid, just all the stuff you're supposed to say. You're embellishing. You're a promoter. You're embellishing. And Demetrius is so locked in on the truth. You know, if it's not true, he doesn't say it. So, like, this show, they dropped the ticket prices. I mean, they just slashed them and they re-slashed them. And he came out and said, oh, I think that's actually really good. That means that more people will be able to afford to come see me. It's like, you just stop. Don't tell the truth when the truth's bad. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I said it on Twitter. I was like, create your own reality. There's no sense in living in reality because his reality is not good as far as, you know, as drawing money. Create an alternative reality. Like, I use you as an example. you know, before you even became the number one contender, you were telling people that you sold the most merchandise in the UFC. You didn't even have a fucking t-shirt. Nobody had a Chael Sonnen t-shirt. It didn't exist.
Right.
But you told them that you were you moved the most merchandise. And people were like, oh, well, yeah, maybe he does. I don't know.
Yeah. And then I got one. I got a tap-out shirt, and it actually went to number two. Became their number two bestseller of all time.
Yeah, it was with the American flag on there.
It was number one, you know?
Yeah. Yes, and it will surprise you. Are you ready?
Yeah. No, hold on. I'm not ready. Let me think.
It'll surprise you, and it'll make you mad. So get ready.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm trying to think.
Mayhem Miller.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Mayhem Miller.
Mayhem went through that run, though. Mayhem went through that run. He had the Bully Beatdown. He had the Mayhem Monkeys. He had all that goofy stuff, and he had fans.
He
and
blew
the fans
it.
He had were very loyal.
Mayhem blew it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a story from Coach Jamie Huey that once over at the gym, he storms in, tears a picture off the wall, maybe of like him and Mark Munoz, tears the picture out, throws it down in the parking lot, pees on it, and then just leaves.
No, you missed an important part. He took a shit on it. He took a shit on the picture.
In the parking lot?
You're combining. No, yeah. Brian, you're combining stories. So here's what happened. He was a member of that
was Brian's. That was Brian's homecoming that he's thinking.
That was me. Yeah.
Brian's very close though. The reason Mayhem got kicked out of that gym and went crazy in the front, he was doing some stuff. He was, you know, and he was mean to the front desk girl, and something happened. But then
he was fucking harassing the Asian front desk girl, wasn't he?
At the rain here, I want to set this up, though. There's some people listening right now that want this story, so let me get to the room at Rain is like a rectangle, and then at the end of it is the bathroom. So if the bathroom door opens, the whole room can see in, and whoever's in the bathroom can see out, right? So it's very important you shut the door. So Mayhem goes in there, leaves the door open, and does the number two, and there's, like, kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so like some mother came around, you know, and there's her kids. So they're like, hey, there's a guy in the bathroom there at the door. So that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And so Moon is like, well, you got to go. So, yes, Mayhem came back in the middle of a practice. So the room was full, took a picture down that was in a little glass frame of him and Munoz, took it outside, smashed it, took the part, ripped Mark's face off, put it on the ground, peed on it. But then he went back in the gym and rehung the picture in a broken frame so that it was just Mayhem.
Classy.
Right. And, I mean, it's a room full of very loyal, you know how people are at gyms to their coach. It's Munoz's gym, and Mayhem still did it. So there's kind of no way not to respect it, but it was absolutely insane. Well, I'll tell you, somebody else looks off the gas. There's one I never suspected.
Who? Mouse?
Dodson?
I don't know where your TV's at. I'm going to be a little bit vague here, but somebody is shrunk. Could be anybody. Could be Cornerman. Could be Bruce Buffer. You never know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the fight is yet to start for us. He's just started to announce Mighty Mouse, at least on my stream.
Yeah, that's where I am too. I just threw over to Mighty Mouse as you were saying that.
And it's really tough. I mean, Mark Munoz, you talk to everybody, he's like the nicest guy, right? I mean,
yeah. It's like the nicest guy.
And Mayhem Miller. And I heard he was also banned from King's MMA. Did you hear that one?
Who is it? Yeah, that's right, because that's Javier Cordero.
Rafael Cordero.
Yeah, thank you. I knew I was close. Yes. Something, and I don't have the story there, but that is accurate.
God, I wonder what he does all day.
Beats up bullies.
Mm.
Probably goes around school to school, beating ass. Him and Jake Shields.
These guys are so good. Both of these guys.
And the first round just started. For anyone listening trying to sync up, First round started 455, 454. You know, it's nice to see Johnson fight a true number two at flyweight after all those choke fights against Cariasso and Horiguchi, where you're fighting six at flyweight.
What are you talking about?
The Gooch?
The Gooch.
Your dog in the Gooch?
You know, Jill, Dave Schaller got all upset at me because I told him that he failed at his job and he was too busy getting a tribal tattoo and he didn't properly promote Mighty Mouse Johnson versus Horiguchi. He got very upset at me.
Really?
Yeah. Getting the tribal tattoo. Now, what tribe do you think he's a member of?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, well, you know, you bring up... I never thought of that.
He's not a member of any tribe.
I never thought of that.
The Mashantucket Indian tribe that owns Foxwoods, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's very upset at me because I brought up the tribal tattoo line. And
he does work his ass off. Poor Schaller. That job is not easy.
It's a thankless job.
Dodson stuffed a few takedowns so far here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the longer this goes, though, the less of a chance Dodson has. I actually picked Dodson to win on my show a few nights ago, but, you know, once it goes into the third and fourth and fifth round, if it does, I think Dodson's gotta realistically finish it in two here, or else Mighty Mouse is gonna start dragging him into that deep water.
Oh yeah, what was your prediction for the last fight?
I had whatever happened perfect. I had 29-28, 29-28, 30-27, precisely.
I had whatever happened perfect.
Before the fight happened, that's what you picked. Come on.
Precisely.
Bullshit.
Whatever happened is how I had it. Yeah. That's the line of the night.
I can't believe how quick these
Why
are
you guys not backing me up on this deflated balloon out here? You guys are acting like you don't see that all these muscles are gone. Come on.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I'm only watching in standard def too. So
the problem, Chill, is like nobody watches these guys anyway. It's like you don't really know the difference.
I just saw that interstitial pop up. I didn't realize that Cormier was up in a month.
Yeah. So, Chill, tell us you did some kind of gimmick with Jake the Snake Roberts or something this week.
Yeah, so Jake Roberts has a movie out, and it's damn good. It's called The Resurrection of Jake Roberts. It might be called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. I think it is Jake the Snake. But at any rate, yeah, he was down on his luck, man. He was like 300 pounds. To put that in perspective, when he was wrestling, he was billed at 240, which means he probably weighed a little less than that. Lost everything. He was living in a rented house and didn't have furniture. He had like a chair, lights were out. I mean, he was just down on his luck. He was smoking crack, blowing coke. No friends,
like
headed nowhere. He was probably having a lot
He'd
of fun.
Down on his luck.
But he was nearing death from, you know, just destroying his body and knew it. And somehow either he reached out or somebody reached out to Diamond Dallas Page, who then threw an arm around him. Moved him out to his house in Atlanta, to Dallas's house, and got him cleaned up. DDP's doing this thing called DDP yoga, so he started training him on that and just getting him good foods and getting the weight off him and getting the drugs out of his system. That was it. But the whole movie was about that, about overcoming his addiction and getting his life back. And he shows up to the thing. I don't know what he was on, but he was on something. When I pulled in, and I got there early because I was doing a Q&A for it, when I got there, he was in the parking lot with his shirt off. And people were, like, trying to get at Jake, like, you got to get a shirt on. You got to come inside. So it's the same parking lot that all the fans pulled into. It wasn't, like, some, you know, VIP parking lot. It was just right there in front of everybody.
I mean, is it possible he was changing his shirt to the – or
oh, no.
He just had no shirt.
No, he was arguing. He was, like, he was arguing because it's so goddamn hot. And, you know, it was a nice day in Portland in the summer. I guess it was 78. There was a wind out. I mean, that's not that hot. He was sweating and everything. So they got him to put a shirt on, and then they just hit him in the back. Like, while the movie was going, I don't know where he was. He was hit. And they brought him at the very end. And, yeah, I mean, it wasn't great.
How was he during the Q&A? I mean, was he coherent?
He was coherent, but it wasn't great. Like, he was really trying to act sober, and at one point he started yelling at a fan in a funny way, but he was yelling. The fan was asking a question, and he's like, "You're effing boring me with your effing question. Hurry the F up." And So, people were laughing, but he introduced his daughter, Cody. He brings her on stage. He says, "This is my daughter, Cody. She's my fifth or sixth kid. I don't know, somewhere in the middle there." And, like, he meant it to be funny, I guess, but you should have seen the expression just leave this poor girl's face. And I wanted to come over and just start punching him in the head.
Wow.
But when I saw the look on this poor daughter Cody's face when he didn't even know what child she was, I'm still mad.
So how did you guys score that first round?
10-9.
I swear to you on our friendship, I didn't watch it. And it's right in front of me on a 70-inch TV.
10-9 Mighty Mouse, I think.
What about you, Jay?
Yeah, I got 10-9 to Johnson. Just being a little bit more active so far.
Jake predicted every strike and every movement that was done.
I did.
Johnson just got him down.
I did. Happening. You're right, Tom.
Look at this. Did you predict that? A big John Dodson takedown?
That's exactly they let what him I off. Predicted.
So, Chael, are you on the clock now with Theroux? Or?
I am on the clock, but with that said, he's asleep upstairs, and I've got the monitor downstairs. I'm looking at him right now.
So do they, those monitors, are they like in HD now?
Oh,
or?
Hey, there's a Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black in the crowd. She's pretty hot. She's a lesbian.
Who?
Ruby Rose.
Yeah, Ruby Rose.
Is she next
is
to
she a lesbian she in real life?
I think so.
Yeah, she is. I didn't know who she was a couple days ago, and I Googled her, and at least according to her Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Was she next to Dillashaw?
No, I don't know. I think I could turn her. Give me a shot.
I did see Dillashaw, Faber, and Chuck sitting all in that same row.
There's Dillashaw.
Yeah, right she's there. Right next to Dillashaw.
Yeah, Dillashaw was at. He was doing a seminar today, and his wife was there. She's pretty hot. She's with him right
Very
now.
Very nice girl too.
I don't know about that, but.
Very
oh,
respectful.
Was she not nice?
I didn't speak to her. I kept a distance.
Ooh.
No. I just
She's definitely a very nice girl.
I didn't talk to her. I got nothing to say to this woman.
Chael, did you hear what McGregor said to Faber about Dillashaw?
Yes.
He said he's a snake in the grass.
You agree with that?
Well, you got to see the show. You know, those guys didn't say enough, but... I did watch that, and here's what I took from it, was that Faber brought Dillashaw in, and then Dillashaw tried to start stuff with Connor to build up his own angle. And Connor basically said that. He's like, "You're right, it was your moment. You bring him in." And he tried to get himself paid. So, I mean, that must be what happened. Dillashaw must have, been a guest coach that pops in for 2 or 3 days and then tried to get himself over. And Carr called him on. You try to get yourself over instead of Uriah, you're a snake.
Now, that guy that's dating Paige Van Zandt, he put his hands on McGregor.
Garbrandt?
I heard he got a phone call from a higher-up say, "You do that again, you'll be working at Denny's."
Hey, Denny's has some delicious items for very respectable prices.
Yeah.
The booze over Miami is phenomenal. I can highly recommend it.
Chael, very similar to the call you got about a certain Octagon girl 4 or 5 years ago. Cease and desist.
Well, I was in that spot with Vandalay in Brazil where his assistant coach put hands on me. It was the same deal. They sent him home. I mean, yeah, I'm a little confused. And Paige and that guy broke up. I can't think of his name, but
Cody, no love Garbrandt.
Yeah, he shouldn't be doing anything. It's not called no love Garkay McGregor. It's called Favor McGregor. Knock it off.
What do you think? Think about that fella's throat tattoo. He has a pretty elaborate tat going up and down his throat. That's, I don't know, man. It's got to really hurt to get done.
Well, it's got to limit your options in life. Yeah. You've almost got to be a cage fighter or...
A cage fighter is pretty much
Yeah.
Hell's Angel.
A stunt double for War Machine or something. I don't know what you would do. Speaking stunt of War Machine, there's the guest you need to try to get on.
Stunt double for him?
Have you ever
tried? Were you the one telling me that? Were you the one trying to talk me into getting War Machine on my podcast during like his one call a week?
I could have sworn you asked me, hey, do you know how to get War Machine on?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the opposite. I'm pretty sure you said War Machine gets yard time. Have him on your podcast. Something about this rings a bell.
I might have.
And I want to say I resisted. Like, what the hell did I talk to War Machine about? You're like, that's not the point.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you could talk to War Machine about. He's found Christ now.
I thought he found Christ before.
Where was he? Where was Christ? Curious to know.
Yeah, I didn't know he was lost.
Well, he was, but now he's found. Any idea? Was he found in Poland with that Nazi train?
Hey, Brian, did Trump pull anything today? I didn't get to see the news. Did Trump do anything?
I'm not sure. Let's pull up the Drudge Report and see if he's what problems he's causing today.
I thought I saw he said something about the whole Kim Davis thing on Reddit. Said basically like, yeah, she broke the law, so she needs to.
Is that the clerk in Kentucky?
Yeah, yeah, the woman who is denying marriage license to same-sex couples.
And he's right. It's the law.
I can't believe
some of these politicians are politicking behind her. It's like, guys, you're writing laws and then you don't want someone to follow them. Like, and then you want to be the leader of making laws. What? Like, it's a game like anything else. If you don't like the gay marriage law, then go get the votes and change it. But as of now, that's the law. Follow the law. I couldn't believe that some guys were backing her. Ethically, if you want to ethically back her, it's totally different than trying to say that she shouldn't be subject to law. There is nothing more frustrating, guys, than somebody not doing their job. And then you times that by 10 when it's a government employee.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do. When the government refuses to, there's nothing you can do. You can't call the cops. They won't go do anything against the government. There's nothing you can do.
What would Matt Lindland think?
I don't know.
So how did you guys score the second round?
Second round was a bit closer. I think you've got to say it's either 1-1 or 2-0 to DJ at this point. I'm just sort of shocked that he's doing it now, but the first two rounds, I think Johnson was striking with Dodson way more than he needed to. But it looks like now he's sort of doing the clinch work, doing the grappling, doing what he should have been doing during the second round.
Nice elbow there.
Yeah, that was a fast shot, man. These guys are just so good, but Dodson hasn't started fighting yet.
He's going to get this takedown. Oh, man.
Yeah, I watched the first fight live, and it was explosive.
Dodson, it just doesn't seem like he's doing like anything. You know, he's definitely not doing enough. It's like Mighty Mouse is doing, you know, all the work here, and Dodson's just defending. So technically defending shouldn't win you a fight at all. So
there's a big left hand from Johnson.
Oh, huge left hand.
Rock Dodson.
And now we see John huffing and puffing.
But you got to do so much damage at this weight to cause a finish. It's like, in any other division or you know, at least above 170 or so. I mean, you stun somebody, one more punch. I mean, that thing, that could be over right there, or one punch knockout. That doesn't exist in this division.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. It happens. It's just, to me, it's just there's not enough guys in the division to sustain it. So
yeah.
I mean, this show is really moving, isn't it? Or, well, no, not really. It's about normal.
Yeah.
2.5 hours. Yeah.
Dodson getting him up against the cage now, turning it around.
Seems like such a big fighting surface for guys this of this size.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the smaller cage, especially when it comes to, you know, having guys that are 125, 135 on there, and even the heavier guys. You know, it leads to more finishes. It seems big knockouts. So I don't know why they don't use it more.
Chael, do you ever fight in a smaller cage, maybe the WEC events?
Yes, and I never knew the difference. I had people talk about it, but I never knew. It's kind of a striker thing. Like, strikers are really into the size of the cage. Even ropes. I've heard strikers talk about how ropes help them and fences hurt them, but I never really got it. Oh,
whoa.
Mighty Mouse is just so good.
This would be what, number 7 as far as title defenses go?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're kidding.
I think Jones has 8, GSP has 9, Anderson 10.
Aldo has 7 too, right?
Yeah, all those up there.
Rousey's at 6.
Yep.
You're kidding. He's setting history. I didn't know that.
But I think
that's not a great sign for his division that I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think they got to just start moving all of his fights to free TV, because they're really doing the guy a disservice, because it seems like anytime he's announced for a pay-per-view.
Oh! Ooh. Oh! Did he get clipped on, and he called through Herbie's legs? I called through Herbie's legs. That's the move. Did you guys see that? Yeah. That's the move of the night. That's all they should show on their replay. They Herb are going to show it. They
Herb
are
didn't show even it. Have to widen his legs either.
What's this? What's this?
Wow.
Oh, no. See, guys, tell me where I'm wrong, but I believe that the main fight of the card should be the main event. I don't think that they should constantly default to a championship bout if you're the only championship bout. Like, Vince does that at WrestleMania. He'll have a main event, but it doesn't always go on last.
Like Lesnar-Taker,
no,
right?
I apologize. I said that backwards. Right. Right. His main match of the night will go on last. That's what I meant to say. I mean, he'll do the championship fight and then run Taker and somebody out there last.
Yeah. I guess their thing is it devalues their titles. And the UFC's marks for titles. And they create these fake belts.
Got to elevate the belt.
But there's so much that goes along with it. Like, it's not just we have to watch them last or we have to watch them for 5 rounds. It's, you know, the countdown show and the billboards. And it's all the money that goes into them. I'm just going, listen, I mean, the draw of tonight was definitely Miro Orlovsky. And I don't know that that's a huge draw, but that is the draw of tonight.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Oh. It's either 2-1 Johnson or 3-0 Johnson at this point. So Dodson's got to get something going this round. I don't know.
Yeah, this is about as painful as I thought it was going to be.
Wow. Is this better or worse than Triple Mania?
Triple Mania, I mean, at least there's funny. It was so fucked up. I mean,
oh, God, how the hell did I make it through that?
Now, Chael, Triple Mania is like Mexico's version of WrestleMania.
But way shittier.
Kind of garbage.
Yeah, I mean, they showed it on US TV, on US pay-per-view, and like, it was so bad. I mean, it was like, the sound didn't work. And
Matt Stryker was on commentary, but you couldn't hear him. And then you couldn't hear his partner, so he was just like having a conversation with a ghost.
And then, if the other guy wanted to talk, Stryker had to give him the mic, so like two guys couldn't talk at the same time. It was just like every stereotypical thing about a show from Mexico.
Did you see Hulk Hogan on Good Morning America working the whole "I was going to do a suicide" gimmick?
Did he? Was that his angle?
Yeah.
Oh God. What a fucking mark.
Yeah, I mean, people have overwhelmingly defend him. You haven't heard very many people say, you know.
I mean, even Tom and I's friend Virgil defended him.
Yeah.
Vehemently.
Well, when you got 14,
well, there was definitely no malice. I'm talking about the podcast he did. I guess there was another tape. I didn't see that. But the podcast, he had no malice in his heart. He used a bad word, but he didn't use it with.
It was also
ill intent.
It was also 8 years ago. I mean, who are these people to judge that maybe he hasn't changed in the last 8 years?
Yeah, and using the word doesn't make you a racist. It makes you a jerk. You know, I mean, you're not guaranteed to be a racist for using a racist word.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the new thing, though. If somebody says it, it's just they stick this instant label and say, "Well, that's actually something in the guy's heart." I don't know what was in his heart. It came out of his mouth.
Well, the Iron Sheik did a great promo, and he said he calls white people niggers if they deserve it.
Okay.
So he said it wasn't really.
All right.
Yeah. But the black.
And then what? Did he like try to get intellectual and use the dictionary's definition to prove his stupid? Okay.
It's the Iron Sheik.
He should. All right.
He said the black people he called black.
Ooh.
You guys realize Dotson has not started fighting tonight, and he's still in this fight with one of the baddest dudes ever created. Demetrius Johnson is one of the baddest dudes to ever live. Dotson hasn't even tried, and he's in the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, Dotson has not thrown his bombs. He hasn't gone forward. He's been completely defensive, like he's just trying to make this a close loss.
Just got dumped again.
And he's still hanging in there.
He's outworked. He's beat.
There's Cejudo in the background.
Yeah. Taking in a big breath like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to fight this guy. Like,
I am getting gassed watching this.
Yeah, look at that big breath Dotson just took. Look at that.
Wonder what Super Callow's thinking of this. He's probably talking with Horiguchi about the rematch.
Yeah, they're preparing the Gooch we speak.
You and him manage Gucci, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And we're creative consultants for Moose.
Co-geniuses.
Yeah.
Moose Johnson.
Guys, are you watching this? Dotson did not even fight.
Dotson throws a punch a split second after the bell, but it looked like it didn't land clean, luckily. I don't know if that...
Dotson's not even trying to win this fight, and he's still in it. I mean this as a compliment. It's coming off as an insult. I mean it as a compliment. He's not even trying, and he's still competitive with the 6-time world champion. I mean, he's going to be kicking himself tonight. When he gets back to his hotel room, he's going to go, man, I just didn't perform, and he's not.
This has been such a shitty card.
I'm seeing on Twitter that the crowd's getting a little restless, starting to boo a little bit.
I just got a text from somebody that's there live, and I said people are leaving.
Well, they sold a lot of tickets, Brian, or maybe they papered the house, but they have a full crowd in there.
I saw they comped a lot of seats tonight.
Yeah,
now I just saw where they blacked it off. I guess the curtains are pretty damn low. But they still got bodies in there. They got a lot of bodies.
Yeah, it's either 4-0 or 3-1 Johnson, so you got to figure it's a fifth-round finish for Dodson, or Johnson gets the decision.
We're only in the fourth round, though, aren't we?
No, this is the start of the fifth.
Is this the fifth round?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. All right, yeah, you're right. Thank goodness.
See if we can get Tom back on here.
Tom fell asleep.
We lost him, or Skype lost him. I don't know. But this fight does nothing to dispel the notion that the little guys can't headline a card. I mean, this is bad. You know, this is something you should put on Fox with a marketable name in the co-main, and doing a real disservice to these guys. You know, putting them in a pay-per-view main event, because then they have to keep answering these questions. You know, can you draw? Like, no, we can't. You know, what do you want us to say?
Right.
Hey, Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think my internet went out.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you for a second. Well, you didn't miss anything, man.
Is the fight still going on?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Did you just open up a Coke chill, or is that Tom?
No, but I heard it, and it's making me want a Coke.
It is not a Coke, but something much, much more delicious.
Are you guys seeing what I'm seeing? I mean, Dotson has not started fighting.
Now, Chill, when you say that, what does that mean? Because it looks like he's trying to me.
Like in his first fight, Dotson, I mean, he really went for it. He even went for the knockout. He dropped him twice. I was there live, and first two rounds he won, and then he kind of tired himself out. But he tired himself out through hard work and trying to win the fight. He was really going for it. He was going for takedowns. He was in this fight, he has not mounted offense. He has not gone forward. Every punch he's done has been backing up as a counter. And I don't believe he's fired a shot. He's grappled a lot, but all defensively. Demetrius coming forward, throwing to him, and Dotson lets something go. He just never started. He hasn't tried to win this fight.
Yeah.
Not once. Not once. There hasn't been like a sequence.
There's a big right
where he's tried to win this fight. He's just trying to eat up the clock and keep it close. It's what it appears. For the first couple of rounds when he did nothing, I thought, well, he gassed in the first fight. Maybe he's, you know, the old rope-a-dope, but he's going to turn it on in 3, 4, or 5, but it's just not happening.
You know, he did
I mean, right here. Right here is a great opportunity to try something, and he steps backwards.
He had a kid like a day or two ago. You think that might mentally take you out of it a little bit?
Dotson had a kid?
Yeah, just literally, I think, 2 days ago. He flew to Vegas, and it was on the Embedded show. He's at the Tough Gym in Vegas, gets a call from his girlfriend, has to fly back to Albuquerque on, like, Thursday, has a kid, and then flies back to Vegas either on Thursday or Friday.
Ah, girlfriend gimmick. I was going to say I didn't know he was Oh, good takedown. Jeez, Demetrius is good.
Yeah, he is.
When I watch Demetrius, as amazing as Demetrius is, my number one takeaway is, oh my God, I didn't know Dominic Cruz was so good.
Yeah.
You know, because Dominic kicked Uriah's ass just before that really mattered. He kicked Demetrius' ass just before that really mattered. Like, Dominic's career is definitely like a fine wine where it just gets better with time, but
that's the fight that maybe could fit on that January 2nd card. Put him in Dillashaw right underneath Lawler and Condit.
Sure.
Dodson's got 35 seconds, or this is easily number 7 in the books for Mighty Mouse.
Wait, is this the 5th round already?
Yeah.
Chael,
good Lord.
Chael said the exact same thing when he popped off.
Yeah, I don't know. These title defenses, just it's kind of paint by the numbers. It's like nothing ever, you know, out of the ordinary happens. DJ just kind of beats the guys, outskills them.
So who would be next? I mean, if it's not Cejudo, I don't think Cejudo's ready. I mean, not that he's ever going to be ready, but
Dawson's crazy. He celebrated. Oh, that's awesome.
I've seen worse, I think. I think I've seen worse decisions. Maybe not.
Maybe not in a title fight, but yeah, there's for sure been Some terrible ones. Yeah, it's got to be either.
Did you guys have? Did they have Super Roos? Did they have something called Super Roos when you guys were kids?
What did you say?
Like underwear, Super Roos. Do you remember Super Roos? Under Roos. Is that what it's called? But it was Super Roos.
Yeah, I remember Under Roos.
Well, there's something called Super Roos that were under Roos, except of superheroes like Batman and Superman and Spider-Man. I'm not. This isn't a joke. Dotson wears that stuff still publicly. Yeah, like Dotson will show up to the airport wearing a Superman outfit. And it's like, Dotson, that's not cool. Whatever gimmick you're working me in, that's not cool. That's not a guy I want to be like.
Maybe he's trying to get laid by, like, you know, female pedophiles. Maybe that's his gimmick.
What was that?
Brian, you want to comment?
No. What was that? Was that you, Chill?
What happened? A snore?
Yeah, was that you? You can't blame that one on me.
No, I was laughing.
I'm not even sure what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I'm not even positive what happened.
That was me.
I was stuck on the Subarus. He shows up in Subarus.
Who's the guy in the cowboy jeans there in the back? the tucked in Reebok, the tight ass Reebok shirt.
I think that's his father-in-law. Mighty Mouse's father-in-law.
50-45 is right. I don't know what round they gave.
Maybe first round.
So 50-45 and then what? 49-46. 49-46,
yep.
Okay. Man. No wonder nobody buys these pay-per-views anymore.
Oh, man. They just don't get it.
Let's see. What's he going to say?
Some boring shit.
I don't got the audio. What's the Moose saying?
After party at the Foundation Room.
Look at my face. I guess he's trying to say he didn't get hit or something. Yeah, John just never turned it on tonight.
Or he wasn't allowed to turn it on.
Yeah. I think you got to give
the Moose
some credit there. Moose Johnson.
He got very upset at me for calling him that. Blocked me on Twitter for that.
Really? For calling him Moose Johnston? Are you serious?
Yeah. And saying he was the biggest draw in the game.
Oh, my God. Trying to put the guy over?
Yeah. I guess he thought I was being less than truthful. So here's the title defenses.
Yeah.
Aldo and DJ 7, John Jones 8, GSP 9, and Anderson 10.
So if Jones comes back and gets the belt back, will he be able to continue on from 8, or are they going to make him start over because they gave Cormier the quote-unquote undisputed belt?
He would have to start a new streak.
Oh, that's a shame.
Which is why I was surprised that they stripped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to start a new streak, just like Hughes started a new streak after he lost the welterweight belt and then won it back.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should kind of wrap up here. Hey, appreciate
it. Wrap it up with this, FRB. What do we think of this fight? Cormier-Gustafson. What's going to happen here?
Oh, I think Cormier is going to take care of him, you know.
Take him down?
Yeah, to beat him up pretty bad, make him quit, you know, towards the end of the fight. I don't think Gustafson can stop him from taking him down. What do you guys think?
Tom?
Yeah, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's for some reason that one's not compelling to me either, and they're both killer. They're studs. I should love that fight, but for some reason I don't. I'm just not into it.
No, I mean, Gustafson's coming off a loss, so now you got two guys fighting for the title, and the way that they got into title matches was coming off losses. You know, what kind of precedent does that set? Think about it.
Sure. Yeah.
What does that say to the kids out there who are trying their damnedest to win every match win every fight, win every competition, if you can luck into a title shot coming off a loss, what's the point?
Yeah.
And it's a they're acting like Jones doesn't exist. You know, they're putting Cormier over like he, you know, all this adversity, all these bad things that have happened to him, and that's really a shame. Some of those things that have happened, you know, I'm not making light of that, but you know, they were making it like, you know, he lost to Jones and then came back and beat him, when it's just like, no,
what bad stuff's happened to him?
Well, I think his dad was murdered like in front of him.
No way.
He had a daughter that was died in a car crash or something.
Yeah, like a one-year-old, a baby. Huh. Terrible.
Yeah, that is awful stuff.
Yeah, but they kind of made it out like this promo they have. They want to make you believe like he beat John Jones to get that belt.
Yeah,
when really John Jones left him in tears.
Yeah, you so know, I hear people compare the Jones Cormier fight to the Jones Gus fight, but from what I heard, Jones was ultra motivated for DC, had a 6-week training camp, and for Gustafson, I think he had like a 1-week training camp. Like it was not the same John Jones going into each fight, but. When do you guys think Jones comes back? It's been, what, like 6 months now? How long has it been?
Probably when he runs out of white women.
Well, the talk is he's trying to get a plea deal worked out that, okay. You know, so he'll avoid jail time and you know, a suspended sentence and community service and a fine. But I guess that all takes time because – It's weird. It's been so quiet. There's no preliminary hearings. There just seems to be no news, which leads me to believe that there's some deal.
Good news.
Yeah. So I think he's sometime next year, and I don't know. Is a cleaned up John Jones the same guy?
Yeah. I mean, that was such a bizarre story too. He wrecks into the woman, takes off, comes back, takes off again. That was, it leaves a lot up for speculation there.
Hey, I've heard some good things about this Barnett versus Nelson TV show they've got on Fight Pass. But, no, seriously, the Tokyo, I don't know, Road to Tokyo or something.
It's Road pretty to good. Huh?
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Those guys are both characters, so I could see that being something.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the Ultimate Fighter, but I think they train at their home gyms. So,
is that really on Fight Pass?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea they were doing it. Okay.
Yeah, it's on TV in Japan, so they have it on. They're shown on Fight Pass here. So yeah, I've been told it's pretty good. So maybe I'll check it out this weekend. I got to remember to do that.
Now, there's a guy I expect to look a lot different. Barnett.
Who?
Josh Barnett.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, maybe. Who knows? He's a scary dude. I'll tell you that much.
You all had a back and forth at Metamoris, right, Brian?
Oh, man. Did they ever.
Well, I actually never met him. He came after me on Twitter after I went after Metamoris. I guess Halleck Gracie, you know, some bum who don't pay people, told him to go pick on me because I said bad things about Metamoris. So.
Oh, that's how that happened. See, I thought you and Josh, I thought it started in the back, but it didn't, huh? He came in after you rolled out of there?
Yeah, I'd never met Josh Barnett. And it was only after.
Day?
Yeah, I still haven't, no. And you see, yeah, the other thing, he got upset because I said that his match versus Dean Lister was a work, that him getting a submission with 1 second left against a guy who hasn't been submitted in like 25 years was a work. Of course it was a fucking work, you Mark. What are you getting so upset about?
Yeah, that did piss him off.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
But I thought that started face-to-face in the back. I didn't realize that started online.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I was like, is this guy for real? I mean, he's really upset. I'm like, all right.
I'm glad that show's over. I never have that feeling when the UFC's over. I always get the UFC blues and can't wait for the next one. I was ready for that to be over.
Yeah, pretty bad. Pretty bad. I mean, we just want to review the main card a little bit. Paige VanZant, you know, beat up some bum, some terrible fighter. What was the second fight? Anderson and...
Yeah, Corey Anderson and John Blachowicz.
The lawyer, Blachowicz. And third fight was...
Rumble Johnson bouncing Rumble. Jimmy Manoa's head off the canvas there.
I don't think there's not too many more exciting fighters in the UFC than Anthony Johnson. You know, against the elite guys, he's going to come up short because, you know, he can't grapple with these guys, and he will quit. You know, UFC 187, his corner was pleading with him, don't quit, don't quit. They're yelling at him. But, you know, he's a front runner, man. He sure is exciting to watch.
And then
that's fair. And that's a fair analysis.
Yeah.
The Arlovsky-Mir decision, which, man, that could have gone either way, but it sounded like you all had Mir taking it.
I did. I thought Arlovsky won.
Say that. You guys talked at the same time. What was it?
I thought Arlovsky won the first two rounds.
And Mir... Yeah.
I thought Mir had it the last two. I guess I'll have to rewatch it. I thought Mir had the last two and possibly all three.
Hmm. Yeah, I was kind of zoning out. I don't know what I was doing. How did you have it, Jake?
I had it 2-1 Arlovsky. I scored the second round to Frank Mir for that ground control.
And then the main event was, you know, I guess just a typical Demetrius Johnson type fight. He's just really good at his skill set is just so much more advanced than the guys in his division.
It's got to be Dillashaw next, right? Because I mean, he, like, talk about a guy who's cleaned out his weight class. Nobody else, I feel like, makes any sense at 125, right?
Just combine the divisions.
Yeah,
I like that idea, but supposedly Demetrius Johnson went to the UFC and said, I'll fight Dillashaw, but for $2.5 million.
Yeah. Named his price.
Did you hear about that, Chael?
Yeah, unbelievable. For $2.5 million. Just unbelievable.
I wonder where he got that figure.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't he trying to get some figures from you about some of the paydays you've gotten?
Yeah, and he was cool about it. I mean, he was, you know, that's kind of, we all do that. We kind of, you know, you run into somebody and start asking questions. That's how we all learn stuff. But that was amazing when he's like, oh, I'll fight Dillashaw. And then he set a price tag. But you're going, dude, you set the company so far in the freaking red. You know, even on your 1-1 guarantee, you have put the, or no, I think he's 200 flat guarantees. You have set the company so far in the red. Why would someone give you $2.5 million? And he's a great dude. Have you ever met Demetrius Johnson? He is like the nicest guy ever. I am not trying to insult him. He is awesome. But come on, man, look around. It's, you know, come on. You can't be this. And what makes you think any of us want to see you with Dillashaw fight?
Yeah, I mean, Dillashaw. There's another guy that, you know, great fighter, but it remains to be seen if anybody wants to pay to watch him fight.
You think the UFC regrets making that flyweight division now?
Boy, what it's an investment, man. It sure hasn't paid off yet. Now, I tend to think that Dillashaw, I can see him as a pay-per-view draw. I can't. He's arrogant as hell, which sells, even though it makes him hard to be around. He's a good-looking dude, and he can he can fight. He needs an opponent, but I think Dominic Cruz and him, I don't think they do crazy numbers, but I think they do record numbers for that division.
Yeah.
I could see that doing 450,000 buys.
Yeah.
I could see that doing 350 to 400, but that's still a major win for that weight class. Major win.
So, I mean, is Cruz still injured, or The latest injury wasn't a knee injury, right? Was it his groin? Or is his knee again?
You know what? I thought it was the knee again, but my understanding is he is in the gym in full swing and getting ready for TJ, but they don't have a date. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I got to think the early part of the year, January or the Super Bowl card. But better wrap Cruz up in bubble tape.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor guy. Jeez. Poor guy.
Tom, you got any last thoughts on tonight's card?
No. Nope. Not much to it. I mean, yeah. What are you going to say? I mean, pretty subpar, nothing show. Pretty boring fights.
Yeah.
For this part, I mean.
All right,
what's
guys.
The fight of the night? You tell me.
Oh.
Lineker and his opponent had a pretty fun back and forth, and the Felder fight wasn't bad either.
Felder fight, the last one on the prelims?
I think so, yeah. The split decision to Pearson.
Oh, Pearson won? Yeah. I haven't watched the fight.
Yeah.
Way to fucking blow it for me.
Lineker and Rivera, that was one of the better brawls you're ever going to see in the UFC.
Yeah.
Francisco Rivera, does that really need?
Yeah, Lineker won in the first round, and the fight only went 2 minutes, but it was a pretty action-packed 2 minutes.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to have to go rewatch that.
It was awesome.
They
were winging like it.
Punches. It was very very Garcia versus Chan Sung Jung esque.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say Roger Huerta too.
Yeah. Remember
versus Leonard Garcia.
Yeah, or Guida Diego. They were just, I mean, both standing in the pocket and winging bop 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 bop. It was a lot of fun, and it looked like Lineker was going to win the fight with punches, like, easily, and Rivera took a lot of damage. They both probably suffered major double-digit concussions during the fight. It was a war.
For sure. All right, so that was the debut of the Filthy FRB Fight Party, we're calling it. So, I guess we'll just see what the feedback is like, if people liked it. You know, we had Ben Askren on, and then we had Chael on, and we watched the fights, and I guess we'll just see what people say and go from there. See if we'll do another one.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
Well, there it is. See you, fellas.
Hey, man. Thanks, Chael.